I guess, Norm.
How much can you take from that first matchup? I mean, it seems like it was years ago now, but that game in September, what can you take from that to apply to this week?
We can take a lot of the preparation. You know, we can take away the good things that we did in the game. We didn't have any turnovers. You know, we need to be more effective in running the ball and more effective in the pass game.
Brandon, regardless of where you're lined up and where he is Ed Reed the kind of guy that you're always aware of before the play starts?
You definitely keep an eye on him. There's not very many times in my responsibilities where I'm responsible for Ed, but he's a playmaker, and he's one of those guys that's he always catches your eye on film because he has a nose for the ball, and you know, and he's a great player, and there's probably not him and Ray Lewis are probably the two most influential players in our era of football. And so their impact on the game is enormous, and you do keep an eye on those guys when watching film.
Brandon, now that you've experienced working with Tom Brady, playoff Tom Brady, what makes him exceptional or special this time of year?
It's the same. It's the same preparation, the same commitment, the same commitment to developing relationships with the pass catchers, with the offensive line, and you know, the we still get our one-on-one time and routes and one-on-one time and film study. So he does that with all the players, and he spends a lot of time with us, and he did that during the regular season, and he's still doing that now. So it's the same.
Brandon, what's something about Tom that you couldn't have known until you came to the Patriots?
I think the how detailed that how detailed his work ethic is. We all work hard, and you know, we all say that we do work hard, and we like to think that the best players are the hardest workers, and Tom proved that when I got here.
Brandon, can you talk about, you spent a lot of time working on the outside, and it seemed like the sideline is friendlier to the defensive players than to the offensive players. Talk about that and the success you've had.
Well, I can't talk about that because I don't agree with it.
How does the sideline benefit a receiver then?
I don't know.
Well, I've heard in the past defensive players talk about how they can kind of pinch people to the outside, I guess is where I'm heading.
Right. I'll let you write it.
Okay. Do you feel you've had success working on the outside this year?
We've been moderately successful.
Brandon, how is the mentality different approaching a game like this? Is it the same every season? Is it still that one game at a time mentality?
And that's how I've been approaching it. You know, and it seems like ever since Thanksgiving, the game that's been the biggest games of my career, and it's not changing now in the playoffs. And the approach that I've always taken in my career, regardless of the magnitude of the game, is to approach it like it's a regular game, and that's been helpful for me.
How do you guys adjust offensively going forward without Rob?
You have to ask Coach.
It was only one game, but do you feel any different now heading into your second playoff game? Do you feel like you've gotten rid of maybe some jitters or nerves that were there before the first one? Do you feel a little bit more comfortable?
There were no nerves, no jitters.
Do you feel any different than this week?
Nope. And playing in the playoff game was just like it was pretty much a regular game.
That's it?
See you guys.
Thanks, Brandon.